rain. Special effects by lunatic and drinks. The graveyard scene. The golden years.
Shooting parties.
It's in the can.
Shooting parties.
It's in the can. Cutting room floor. Look like spawn on the cutting room door.
Shooting parties.
It's in the can.
Shooting parties.
It's in the can.
Lying lies in the rain. Special effects by lunatic and drinks. Who's friends screen kids.
Listen very carefully to that, and I don't know what they're on about. That's Bauhaus, new single from them, and it's called She's in Parties, or She is in Parties if you speak proper, like what our engineer does. It's 13 minutes past 8 o'clock here on Thameside Radio 90.2 MHz VHF. If you've just tuned in, welcome along. It's Paul James with you through till 10 tonight. And if you're listening in stereo at the moment and you're finding it a little bit hissy, well, you can always press your mono button, of course. And if you haven't tried the stereo yet, well, give us a try, because it's much better to listen in stereo, isn't it? Are you a nail biter? Because, you know, about a quarter of an hour ago, I was telling you about people with bad teeth. Well, here's some interesting news for people like me who bite their nails. Nail biters may now be able to cure themselves by using a new device. It works on a pocket battery, which gives the wearer a shock every time he puts his fingers in his mouth. The makers claim a big success, so it might be worth nipping down to your local electrical shop to get one of those devices. It might stop me, for instance, biting my nails. Ian got in contact with us this week. Good evening to you, Ian. You're in Northolt. Says he's a long-time listener, and can I say hello to Simon in Chiswick at around about 8:15? He says, can you play some Joan Armour Trading? Well, it's about 8:15, and here's the new single from Joan Armour Trading.
So you're in love, I say what of it?
Joan Armour Trading and Drop the Pilot, a record linked to a competition that I held 2 weeks ago, and if you entered it, well, I'll be giving away the answer, I suppose, in about 10 minutes time. So if you weren't listening 2 weeks ago, but you'd like to know what the competition was anyway and have a go yourself, well, listen in around about 10 minutes time. That Joan Armour Trading record, which incidentally was the 12-inch version, went out to Ian in Northolt, who's a long-time listener apparently, and he wanted to say hello to Simon in Chiswick. So I hope that's kept you two happy. We had a letter in the week from a guy called Dan Stopczynski. I think it must be a Polish name, and he's actually put pronounced Stopczynski in brackets underneath his name. So thanks a lot, Dan. You've obviously heard my pronunciation of foreign names before. Anyway, he lives in Adair Road, London West 10, and he says, "Dear Thameside Radio, while listening to your station on Sunday evening at about 7 o'clock, you played Breaking Us in Two by Joe Jackson and wondered what this record sounded similar to. Well, on hearing this song for the first time, I thought it reminded me of another record and came to the conclusion that the record in question was... I won't tell you, I'll play the Joe Jackson record first. I hope this puts you out of your misery, because I know how annoying it is when you hear something but just can't place it. However, this is what it reminds me of, and maybe it may be something completely different to you." Well, no, this was the record I was thinking about. Anyway, if you get a chance, can you say hello to all at Riverside Street Cruisers from Dan, aka Jake, and he looks forward to the next OB. So thanks ever so much for your letter, Dan. Here's the Joe Jackson record, and then I'll tell you what Dan thought it sounded like.
Don't you feel like trying something new? Don't you feel like breaking out or breaking up? Don't you feel like breaking out just one day on your own? Why does what I'm saying hurt you? I didn't say that we were through. Always something breaking us in two. That said, two hearts should beat as one.
As a record, sadly dropping down the charts at the moment now. Didn't really get very much, very high either. Joe Jackson and Breaking Us in Two. And back to the letter then from Dan Stopchinski. And he says that he thought that record sounds exactly like Badfinger's Day After Day, a record which got to number 10 in January 1972. That was the record I was thinking of. Congratulations, well done. I sent you a letter actually last week. I should think you've got it by now. So thanks ever so much. It was really nice of you to take the trouble. And all I've got to do now is find a copy of Badfinger's Day After Day, and then we can compare the two. That's the next problem we've got to solve. I'm sure we'll get something sorted out there. It's 25 minutes past 8 o'clock. Let's go back to 1976 now. It's Boss Skaggs.
You don't spend. I swear she must believe it's all hell to say.
Hey boy, you better bring a check around
to the sad, sad truth, the dirty Lord down. Put those ideas in your head. Have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty Lord down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
So laid back, isn't it? Boz Scaggs from 1976, and that's a record called Lowdown. Oh, I think 1976 must have been a good year. This record also came out in 1976. It's Steve Miller, and this is called Rockin' Me.
Please, my sweet baby, yeah. Well, I ain't superstitious, and I don't get suspicious. But
That's a track from the 1976 album Fly Like an Eagle, Steve Miller, and that's called Rockin' Me. They don't make records like that anymore, do they? It's got a nice feeling to that. It's 8:30 here on Thameside Radio, 90.2 MHz VHF, and time to have a look at a competition that I held 2 weeks ago. Last week we didn't manage to get on the air for more than about 15 minutes due to a few technical problems and other things, which we won't really go into right now. But apologies for not being on last week for very long. However, I've held the competition over, and we can now look at the answers to the competition that I held 2 weeks ago. If you were listening 2 weeks ago, you might remember I asked you a question, and it was to do with Joan Armour Trading. Joan Armour Trading's currently in the charts at the moment with a record called Drop the Pilot, a record that I played about 10 minutes ago, in fact. And it's a track from the album The Key. Anyway, in the single Drop the Pilot, the words go like this. Drop the pilot, try my balloon. Drop the monkey, smell my perfume. Drop the mate, I'm the easy rider. Don't use your army to fight a losing battle. What I wanted you to do was to drop me a line here at Thameside Radio and tell me what a mate is. It's spelt M-A-H-O-U-T. So thanks a lot to everyone who took the trouble to find out, and I've picked out a winner here, written on blue note paper, unlined. There it is. And it says, Dear Paul, the answer to the Joan Armour Trading competition is that a mayute, wait for it, a mayute is an elephant driver. Well, of course it is. I think it's an Indian word. If there's any listeners out there who know a bit about Indian words, maybe they'd like to drop me a line about that. But I think it's an Indian word. And apparently mayutes ride on top of elephants, and they get the elephants, of course, to move logs and things. And if you want to check, you can check it in the Oxford Illustrated English Dictionary. Must say who the winner is. Where's his name? It's on the other side of the piece of paper here. Yes, it's Michael Bakewell of Highgate. So thanks a lot, Michael, for taking the trouble to look up in the Oxford Illustrated Dictionary. And I'll be sending your prize off. This week, I thought we'd send a prize with a little bit of a difference. We had been offering record tokens, which are only worth a quid. But I thought what I'll do, as from now, is send off a single of your choice. Can't be bad. So when you enter this week's competition, just put on the bottom of the letter what single you'd like me to send you. And we'll get that all together, and I'll send you a single of your choice. And the new competition, this week's competition, is coming up after this, and it's really good. I've been sorting things out while that Steve Miller record was on, and it's really funny. It's all about a person being interviewed, and he didn't really want to be interviewed about certain very sensitive topics. I'm going to be asking you a question after this from Cheap Trick. If you are I won't throw your love away. electric, very big in America at the moment, madam. And that's a single from last year. And I think that's quite good. Very, very typically American. It's out on Epic. And they've got a lot of albums out. If you go into any second-hand record shops, you'll probably be surprised at the number of Cheap Trick albums that are floating around at the moment. High time we had a look at this week's competition, then. If you think you'd like to win the single of your choice, try and make it current, otherwise it'll take me ages to try and find a copy of it for you. But if you think you'd like to win a copy of a single, but you're not too sure about actually going out and buying it because you're a little bit short of money at the moment, then all you've got to do is drop me a line at Paul James, care of Thameside Radio, number 1 Grosvenor Parade, London West 5, and stick the title and the artist of the single that you want if you win. And then here comes the difficult bit. You've got to enter the competition. Now this week, what I've managed to do is come up with an interesting tape of a person being interviewed on Nationwide. The interview took place about 6 weeks ago, I think. And this chap was brought into the Nationwide studios, and they sat him down in a chair, and the interview started going, and then the interviewer started getting a bit personal and started talking about things that the person who was being interviewed didn't like to talk about. This is what happened. It makes really funny listening. Hold on, just get me knobs and switches sorted out here. So listen carefully, see if you can detect who's being interviewed, and then drops a line with the name of the person to Thameside Radio, number 1 Grosvenor Parade, London West 5.
Your guarantees are made to your customers. Because one of the skeletons that was found in the cupboard when Saga...
I'm not going
it,
on! No! Was, no!
Well,
no.
I must ask you...
You're going again!
Saga
you're
found
taking
that
me into,
vast sums of money sorry, had not been paid to the hoteliers.
Listen, you are taking
but that
me,
is the case.
You are taking me into the guarantees of private limited companies and public companies and the rights of shareholders.
No, I'm not mentioning shareholders. It's perfectly fair to say that if money comes out of that other company, why can't
there is no way, and there's no one in this world that guarantees every creditor.
There we are then. Now, who on earth was that? If you reckon you know who was that being interviewed, drop us a line to Paul James, care of Thameside Radio, number 1 Grosvenor Parade, London West 5. If the answer's on the tip of your tongue, then I'll repeat it at around about 9:30. Here's the new single from U2. This is called Two Hearts Beat as One. I think this is excellent. As near as damn, it's 17 minutes to 9 o'clock. And that's the new single from U2, taken from the album War. And that's called Two Hearts Beat as One. I'm sure that's going to be massive for them, bound to get into the top 10 by next week. Dave's just arrived.
Speaking of two parts beating as one. Hello, Andy Paul.
I heard you arrive, yes. And I heard all these things crash outside the studio.
Yes, I collapsed underneath a heap of LP records left there just for me to go through. Trouble is, I didn't want to go through them at the bottom of the stairs.
Sounded amazing. You kept yourself very cool over that. You know, you didn't sort of
none
swear
of those words
or anything.
Going out.
No,
really.
No.
That's good. It seems like so long since we last sat in this chair together. Mm,
it's been so long, hasn't it?
Yes. I believe you've been extended until... when did you come on?
I came on a bit late, sir. Yeah,
did you leave your alarm off or something?
Well, we didn't realise, you know, that it was British summertime and all that, and it took us half an hour to get sorted out.
Well, you can keep going until 9:30, so you can get your usually jam-packed
show. I was going to carry on till 10, actually.
Were you? Yes. OK, then, we'll let you go on a little bit longer then, shall we?
Did you hear the competition just now?
Oh, wonderful.
Oh,
yes.
It was amazing, wasn't it? I'll be repeating it at 9:30.
I should be listening again.
What a hoot that was. Oh.
I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, you go off now and sort your LPs out that you've just knocked over, Dave. The names of bands these days, we've had the Wah and the Wham, and here's a band called Kissing the Pink. Good record to whistle along to this, especially in an echoey studio. This is called The Last Film I Ever Saw. I like that. That's a group called Kissing the Pink, and it's a single they got out at the moment called Last Film. 13 minutes to 9 o'clock here on Thameside Radio, 90.2 megahertz, VHF in glorious stereo. If you're getting a bit of hiss on the stereo, just press in your mono button and everything should be okay then. I'm on till 10 tonight, and then between 10 and 1, it's Dave Birdman.
down on my knees, beg you, baby, please, cry a million tears. Do you want me to call you on the phone, beg you to come home, think of all the years when I once lived in paradise, when the love light shone in. Why do you treat me mean and cruel, breaking every rule? Can I be your fool? We can make this a happy home, so come back where you belong.
Oh baby,
what can I do when I still love you? What can I say when I still want you? What can I do? What can I say? You'll never know this way.
That was really the last big hit that Soft Cell ever had. It's a single called What, and it came out last year. It's 10 to 9, and if you've been looking at the papers this week, I'm sure you'll know that old Charles and Di are in Australia at the moment. Australia seems to be in the news an awful lot because of all the Australian bands that seem to be popping their heads into the charts. And Prince Charles and, of course, Lady Di, or Princess Di as she is now, are over in Australia, and they caused some trouble when Prince Charles said that he's feeding baby William on kangaroo meat. And did you know that 3 million kangaroos are killed every year to go into pet food? Did you know that, Dave?
No, I'm very surprised.
Imagine,
to hear
can
it.
You imagine 3 million little kangaroos and joeys?
Which one is it that's got the bouncing in
it? Chum, is it? Pedigree Chum?
Yeah, put the bounce in your
give him a kangaroo. Well, I've got some news from Australia here that's revolting. It says Doug Smith has spent 30 of his 37 years in a pigsty. His parents at a remote desert community in Australia thought it best for their mentally handicapped son. His plight might never have become known if two council officials hadn't called at the farm in Daipur, I think it's pronounced. One of them, Graham Tucker, said, "There was somebody romping and grunting like a pig. The sty led to a small, darkened bedroom. He was gagged with a plastic coffee can lid. A rag was stuffed behind it to keep it from cutting his mouth. Another rag was tied around his head and his hands were tied behind his back. Police took Doug to hospital, probably the first time in 30 years that he had left the sty." The good news is that Doug is now in an institution, and however, the police say they will not take any action against his parents, who are both in their 80s. Isn't that awful, eh? Can you imagine living in a pigsty for 30 years? Bob Edwards does. It's called his bedroom. Here's Altered Image now, the new single.
It's risk it with some inferior product when you can turn your party into a Thameside radio party? You're not getting any old riffraff, you know. You've heard them on the wireless. Top internationally famous disc jockeys with a host of amazing sounds. But what you didn't know about was the amazing Laser Light Show. Turn your party into a wild orgy of wild music, wild lights, and wild personalities. The Thameside Radio Disco. It can be yours. Number one, Grosvenor Parade, London West 5. It's a place to send your inquiries to. And we will send our man over to sort you out. Have a wild, wild party.
Atmospheric. Roger Taylor, him of Queen fame. I think he's the drummer with Queen. That's a track from a solo album that he had out last year, and it's called Future Management. It's coming up to 9 o'clock, and if you just tuned in, welcome. This is Thameside Radio, here every Sunday from 7 o'clock, here on 90.2 megahertz of VHF in stereo. Paul James with you through till 10 tonight, and from 10 to 1, it's Dave Birdman. If you've been watching the charts, you might have noticed that the new Duran Duran single went straight in at number one a couple of weeks ago. This is the 12-inch version that I promised you at the beginning of the programme. We'll be right back. different, isn't it? 12-inch version of the number one record at the moment from Duran Duran. It's nice to hear something a little bit different, isn't it? That's called Is There Something I Should Know? Of course, but I'm sure you knew that anyway. 6 minutes past 9 o'clock with Paul James here on Thameside. Here's three interesting pieces from the paper this week. Wow, this is interesting. What have you been doing for Easter? Probably opening up Easter eggs and getting yourself fat. But you should count yourself lucky that you're not in the Philippines, because 9 people were nailed to crosses where they hung for several minutes in a religious ceremony in the Philippines this weekend. So well, I shouldn't think they'll be listening. Ruins your nails, you know. And also a survey has been carried out by Flymo, and apparently 250,000 households have a mower but no lawn. Apparently they keep them just to show, says Flymo, who commissioned the survey, which threw up this puzzling fact. Can you imagine? There's 250,000 lawnmowers hanging around, and the people haven't got lawns, but they're just trying to impress the neighbours. And the final one, this is amazing. If you're listening to the programme about 6 weeks ago, I told you of a couple of incidences where people had bitten other people's tongues off. And apparently, a little bit of news from Wyoming here. Jealous Russell Johnson, who's 22, bit off his girlfriend's nose so she would not dance with other men. He faces 15 years in Wyoming jail. Can you imagine biting off somebody's nose? Blech. Here's Yazoo now from the album Upstairs at Eric's.